Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making the move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
Hi. Is that Mr. and Mrs. Barner?
You need to unmute them.
They're not mute.
And
them. Huh?
They muted.
Oh. How do you know that, Loretta?
I can see. I got it up.
Does it tell you that they're muted?
Uh-huh.
Where?
It's in the blue. It's just in the blue. And then if you just hold your cursor up under there, it'll show mute.
I show red.
Oh, okay. Do they hear you?
Mom? Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
Daniel?
Hello?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. I'm doing good. Who am I talking to?
Auntie Betty?
Auntie Betty?
Hi, this is Angela.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Great.
Awesome. And do we have Mr. and Mrs. Barner?
Yes.
All right. Welcome.
Welcome, yeah.
Okay, so far we have Auntie Betty, Mom, and Mr. Barner. We have Daniel, we just have someone else, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good. We also have Loretta.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello, Loretta.
Yes, I will pick up in Genesis 17. Abram was 99 years old. God appeared to him and told him, I am the Almighty. Obey me and live as you should. I will prepare a contract between us, guaranteeing to make you into a mighty nation. In fact, you shall be the father of not only one nation, but a multitude of nations. Abram fell face downward to dust as God talked with him. What's more, God, I am changing your name. It is no longer Abram, but Abram, father of all nations. For that is what you will be. I have declared it. I will give you millions of descendants who will form many nations. Kings shall be among descendants. And I will continue this agreement between us, generations after generation. For it shall be between me and your children as well. It is a contract that I shall be your God and the God of your posterity. And I will give all this land of Canaan to you and them forever. And I will be your God. Your part of the contract, God told him, is to obey its terms. You personally and all of your posterity have this continually responsibility that every male among you shall be circumcised. The foreskin of his penis shall be cut off. This will be the proof that you and they accept this covenant. Every male shall be circumcised on the eighth day after birth. This applies to every foreign-born slave as well as to everyone born in your household. This is a permanent part of this contract, and it applies to all your posterity.
all must be circumcised. Your body will thus be marked as participants in my everlasting covenant. Anyone who refuses these terms shall be cut off from his people, for he has violated my contract. Then God added, regarding Sarai, your wife, her name is no longer Sarai, but Sarah, which means princess, and I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly and make her the mother of nations. Many kings shall be among your prosperity. Then Abram threw himself down in worship before the Lord, but inside he was laughing in disbelief. Me, be a father, he said in amusement. Me, 100 years old, and Sarah, to have a baby at 90? And Abram said to God, yes, do bless Ishmael. No, God replied, this isn't what I said. Sarah shall bear you a son, and you are to name him Isaac, which means laughter. And I will sign my covenant with him forever and with his descendant. As for Ishmael, all right, I will bless him also, just as you have asked me to. I will cause him to multitude and become a great nation. 12 princes shall be among his prosperity, but my contract is Isaac, who will be born to you and Sarah next year at about this time. That ended the covenant with God, and God left. Then that very day, Abram took Ishmael, his son, and every other male born in his household or brought from outside, and cut off their foreskin, just as God had told him to. Abram was 99 years old, and at that time, Ishmael was 13. Both were circumcised the same day, along with all the other men and boys of the household, born there or brought as slaves. That was the reading from Genesis, out of the Bible, 17:1-20. Amen.
Amen.
And it's the Lord between you and me.
Hey, if we didn't have any new, somebody's breathing really hard in their phone. We didn't have any new callers. Go ahead and start with the agenda. 7 after the hour. Okay. I'm going to do a roll call again. We have Auntie Betty, Mom Varner, Mr. Varner, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, and Daniel, and myself, Angela.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome, thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
What I would like to do, Loretta, would you lead us reading the Matthew?
Sure. Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God,
all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Believe in us. Let me go ahead and bless our line and say the opening prayer. First of all, just welcome to the Nellums Family Prayer Session on this glorious day in the Lord. If you would bow your heads, please. Lord, we will continue to build our lives on the foundation of your holy faith and continue to pray as we are directed by the Holy Spirit. Today, we give honor to our veterans who have served our country as peacekeepers and conquerors. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them and let them know they are not gotten by America or by you, Lord. Lord, we plead the power of the blood of Jesus, asking you to your power and glory. We expect an overflowing of your goodness and glory in the lives of all members of the armed forces. Through your Holy Spirit, comfort the lonely and strengthen the weary. You, Lord, make known your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Well, today is an open session day, and so we're just going to go around table and allow everyone to say what they would like to share with us today. And I'd like to start off with Auntie Carrie.
Okay. I'll read Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and that they and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand at in the holy place? He that hath clean hand and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, lift up them, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Gary. Okay, moving on around. Mr. Varner, Pop?
Yes.
Yes,
Mr. Varner, yes. Okay, I'm going to read. In what way is creation dependent upon God? Nature is dependent upon God in every way, because humans cannot see God. Many falsely assume that there is no God and that universal processes happen as a matter of chance. There is nothing further from the truth. Although God, as a being, is not visible to us, he is very much in control of the course of nature. The wind obeys his voice. The earth spins as he will. The rain falls at his scheduled time. And children are born when he plans. There is nothing that happens on earth is out of his control. Even the action of the devil, a created and fallen being, are controlled by God. But the devil can do nothing without God's permission. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Okay. How about you, Daniel? Do you have anything you want to share tonight?
You don't make it. You don't make it.
Daniel?
Yes.
Would you like to share anything?
I think I want to read a little bit. I wanted to read last week. I want to read a little bit. I'm going to try to read a little bit of this. I'm reading out of this, this book that I have by Michael D. Evans.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. and I shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
I'm reading on the topic of this subject is faith in God's word.
Amen.
We will obey God. The Bible said to her, was open. Excuse me, let me start over again. We will obey God. The Bible says to her heart was open to the Lord, but it also says she had more faith in God's words than in man's words. It was intended to fight the good fight for faith. You must trust the word of God. The word of men may stir you to action. They may encourage you. But they should never be the final word of your life. The word of God is the light of your path. It is healthy for your flesh. It is the reverent will of God in your life. If you value the word of men over the word of God, you violate his works in your life. You leave yourself open to temptation and deception. As a Christian, your discernment is grounded in the word of God. Without it to guide your steps, you are vulnerable to demonic attacks. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Well, get mine in quickly here. It's called, Lord, You Are My Hope. Lord, when I've tried everything and I'm at the end of my rope, I'll not fear what lies before me, for You are my hope. When I don't know which way to go, and in the darkness I grope, I trust You to lead me step by step, for You are my hope. When my problems overwhelm me, and I wonder how I'll cope, I remember the promise of Your word, and in them I put my hope.
Amen.
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 Moving on along. How about you, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 33, verse 1 through 9. It said, rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is coming for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, singing unto Him with the psalmist and instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song, play skillful with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathered the water of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depths in the storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitation of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. Person, I have Loretta.
Yes, I will be reading from the Daily Devotion. And the title says, I will give you words and wisdom. God doesn't issue rules and regulations for every moment. Instead, he provides guidelines and principles and allow us to make decisions. That's because he's glorified when we choose to consult, trust, and obey him. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives it generously to all. You haven't really begun to live until you learn to tap into God's wisdom. When you do, you'll be amazed how clearly things come to focus. With God's wisdom comes a remarkable absence of fear. We no longer intimidated by circumstances or the opinions of those around us. We can lose a job or get promoted, and neither will derail us. We can get into an unexpected valley or soar into the pinnacles of success and cope equally well with both. That's because the wisdom of God gives us balance, insight, and stability. None of these are natural traits. Each is a product of the wisdom that comes from God. We don't get them simply because we're Christian. No, we get them because we ask for them. God's wisdom provides us with the sixth sense needed in confusing situations and the strength to press on confidently in spite of unanswered questions. If you need wisdom today, spend time with the one who said, I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversary will be able to contradict. It works like this. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, you're given access to the wisdom of God. With the Son of God comes the wisdom of God. It is all part of the package. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. State of devotion. All righty. Our last person for today is Mrs. Barner.
Okay. I'm going to read out of the upper room, and it's a new identity. And you can find this in Isaiah 44:14-21. The Lord, I'm going to read the scripture first. It says, the Lord says, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And this letter said, I was excited to teach English in a foreign country, but I struggled with leaving my job and selling my possessions. Once I decided to go, however, I moved from my apartment to a temporary living arrangement with friends. A few days before leaving, I sold my car. After the new owner took it, a strange feeling came over me when I looked in my handbag and I realized that I had no keys. That these signs of my former identity: house key, mailbox key, office key, and key was now in someone else's handbag or pocket. I felt a mixture of loss and freedom. Then I realized that if I insist on holding on to the old or familiar, such as a comfortable job or lifestyle, I may miss the new thing God designed for me. God is in the business of making things new. By God's grace, we have a new heart and a new spirit and a new identity. We have God's promise that we are becoming new, created in Christ. Old thoughts and ways of viewing ourselves passed away. God plants in us a new possibility, new desire, and hope that does not disappoint us. And his prayer said, "Dear God, give us the grace to let go of any and everything that keeps us from new life in Christ." And the thought for the day says, every day, in some way, God is doing a new thing in each of us. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
Thank you, Mother. I like that. All righty. Moving along in our agenda. This is birthday time for November 11th through...
Here. Stick and shut in first.
Oh. Okay. But I'm sorry.
All right, if everyone would bow their head for the stick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Janet Williams, Michael and Denise Moody, Jermaine Quentin, Valerie Hussman, Valerie, Vicki Hussman, Valerie Crockett, Rossiter and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Zeke family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary and Vestai Lowe, Mary Ann Dot Barrow, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Miss Water and family, Eddie Tipman, excuse me, Rachel Bessler, Maxine, Sonny, Miss Wanda, Pamela Haynes, Mr. Williams, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we call on Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ and help them to remember one of the reasons Jesus died, and by his stripes they are healed. Teach them to walk in faith and say with each step, I am healed. Come on in my room. Come on in my room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription, and he gives me all my medicine in my room. There is joy in the room. Joy in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription, and he gives me all my medicine in my room. There is joy in my room. Joy in my room. Jesus will meet you. The Holy Ghost will greet you. Joy, unspeakable joy in my room. Amen.
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 Yeah,
amen.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Loretta. Beautiful. Okay. Now we'll do the birthday greetings, and this is for any birthdays between November 11th through November the 17th. I have on my list Michael on November the 14th, and I have Shauna on November the 15th. Are there any other birthdays?
Adriana on the 15th.
Oh, I had her on the 19th. Okay, 15th. Okay. Anyone else? I have Chelsea, but I don't know what the date, so we're going to do.
Oh, I had her last week.
Okay, I didn't know the date.
Yeah, I had her for the 5th.
Okay, all right. All righty, so we have Michael.
Hey, don't y'all forget about mine, though, okay?
It's coming up.
Right before Thanksgiving, though. I don't know why they put Thanksgiving in front of me.
Well, that's the 21st, so that'll be next week.
Yeah, Thanksgiving the day after, too.
No, next
week.
Not this week, but next week.
Don't forget about me. I got to get a
contact. You don't forget yourself. You tell us next Sunday.
I need a contact. Big donation.
Okay, we have Michael. Is it Adriana? Adriana.
Adriana.
Adriana, okay. And Shauna.
Off my bed.
All righty. Daddy Vernon, would you like to sing happy birthday to those three individuals?
Yeah, I was going to talk it out.
All righty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday and many more to no name you call. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Many, many more.
Many, many more. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Let's move around to praises and testimonies. Does anyone have anything they would like to share, their song or poem? Anything.
Praise and testimony.
Angela, you have one, don't you?
Of course.
I'm married to Paddle for losing it to Saint, though. I know that. I'm mad at the Falcon losing in the Saints.
He's talking football.
Football game.
Somebody had to lose.
Well, I do have a testimony. And I'm reflecting back on 1979 when I graduated from high school. And I remember I had narrowed my three choices down on the things that I wanted to do in life. Wanted to go off to college or go to the service or work because I had applied for a job with AT&T. Well, lo and behold, the job came through before I even graduated, so that was my path that I took. But I always yearned to go back to school. It was always a desire that I had. I just felt like I missed out on something. So I just wanted to let you guys know, when I moved to Arizona, that was one of the first things that I started doing, was going to school. And I finally graduated yesterday, got my degree in Bachelor of Science Business Management on yesterday.
Amen. Congratulations.
Amen. How many degrees you got?
Just that one. I don't know what I'm going to
say. Amen.
But I've opened a new door, so we'll see how that goes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
All right. If there isn't anything else, we'll move on to the next.
Yeah, that was more than a testimony. That was a congratulations. That was a sleep.
Praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Daniel. Okay. We're ready for the closing prayer. Loretta, is it the Matthew or?
Well, we want to do the Serenity prayer first and then do the closing in Matthew 6:9.
Matthew 6:9.
I want to do Matthew. Can I do it?
Okay, hold on. Yes, you can do it. Definitely. I like volunteers. Love them. Okay, Auntie Bet, would you lead us in the Serenity prayer?
Sure.
Great. Thank you.
God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept. The things that I can change. Let's start over, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
We'll start over.
Amen.
Get it right. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things. That I cannot change. The courage to change.
The
thing that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for that, Auntie. Appreciate the volunteering. All righty. Does anyone have anything else before we have Daniel say it? Matthew 6:9. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, I'm going to read Matthew 6:9 all the way to 13, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
As for this matter, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is in the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Daniel.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to give up. If you give up your program for next week, give me this, will you?
Oh, okay. Righty. Daniel, will you take Psalms 37:4?
Let me do it.
You heard me, Daniel?
Yeah, I was on mute. What'd you say?
Will you take Psalms 37:4 for next week?
I got to look at it, though. Yeah, I guess so. That's okay. What I'm assigned to do.
Only one verse, Dad.
So I have a short.
Amen. Let's seal it. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Mr. Gentle, will you do Psalms 84:11? And you can do any before or after if you want to, but just the 84.
Okay. Alrighty.
Mom, you want to do Luke 12 for Miss Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. Or did you just want me to give you Miss Williams' part?
And
you
can, yes.
Yeah, you get, I'm going to pass it on to her.
Oh, okay. Luke 12, 29 to 30.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll leave the last one, and maybe I'll do that one.
I will make sure today.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good.
Thank you, Mother, because I forgot to mark to do that. All right. So this concludes our program tonight. We'd like to thank you for your participation, and I would just like to leave you with one last prayer.
Great.
Someone said, have something to say?
I don't know. I got a doctor appointment in a moment. Just bring it by the church when you get off. Old church. Okay, baby. Thank you, love.
Okay. I just wanted to leave with one last prayer. Lord, pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen. Everyone, have a blessed week. We love you.
You too.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Love everybody. Y'all have a good rest week.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Again, this has concluded our program for tonight. We would like to thank you for your participation and listening. We would also like to leave you with one last prayer. O Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen. Have a blessed week.